This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Bike riders in southwest Colorado are riding more than 400 miles this week in the 35th annual Ride the Rockies. The event, which ends today in Durango, is a test of physical and mental endurance. And for a man from Highlands Ranch, it's a test of his resolve. Here's CPR's Avery Lill.
6 years ago, Samaritan cycling captain Tom Schween was on his way toward the finish line at Ride the Rockies in Westcliff when the unthinkable happened.
A buddy of mine had crashed his carbon fiber bike 2 days before, and he was standing at the finish line holding his hand up for me to come by him and high-five him. I took my right hand off the handlebar, and about that time, wasn't looking down, hit a real small divot in the pavement, and my tire went 90 degrees. And I went straight over the handlebars, catapulting onto the pavement.
Schween was unconscious for a moment.
When I woke up, I had blood coming out both ears. I had blood coming out both nostrils and my nose. I had all sorts of blood coming out my head, and I was literally in a place where I really didn't know what was going on.
He was taken to St. Mary's Hospital in Pueblo with 8 facial fractures. A CAT scan revealed that Schween escaped serious brain injury. As he recovered, getting back on his bike was the last thing that was on his mind. And it meant an end to Samaritan Cycling, the team he captained, which raises money for the Samaritan House in Denver.
I had a bike in California. I had a bike in Colorado. I was going to sell them both. Samaritan Cycling was done as an organization because there wasn't anybody who was doing what I was doing to just hold it together for the first 5 years.
But 5 weeks later, something changed when he attended a Saturday Mass.
And I'm sitting there. The Holy Spirit said, "I'm not yet done with you here on earth. Continue your ministry." The next day, I rode 100 miles.
The expression, "it's just like riding a bike," indicates a task that's easy once you've learned to do it. But for Schween,
I was scared stiff. For the first probably 40 miles, I was staring at the pavement right in front of me for fear of another divot in the pavement or hitting a rock or hitting something.
Samaritan Cycling continued operating with Schween leading the expanding team. Since 2011, they've raised $1.25 million for the Samaritan House. I'm Avery Lill, CPR News.
Mike Lamp, thank you for listening this morning. This is CPR News.